علماء بالركب في مجالس الذكر. أحبتي في الله، هول المطلع وألم النزع هذه مراحل قادمة لكل واحد منا. فكشفنا عنك غطاءك فبصرك اليوم حديد، فكشفنا عنك غطاءك فبصرك اليوم حديد. في الباب حديث: من أحب لقاء الله أحب الله لقاءه، ومن كره لقاء الله كره الله لقاءه. قالت أم عائشة: يا رسول الله، ليس من أحد منا إلا وهو يكره الموت. طب وبعدين؟ كلنا نكره الموت، هل كلنا نكره لقاء الله؟ قال لها: ليس ذاك، إن المؤمن إذا حضره الموت بشر بكرامة الله ورضوانه، فليس شيء أحب إليه مما أمامه مما سيقدم عليه، فيحب لقاء الله فيحب الله لقاءه. وأما الكافر إذا حضره الموت بشر بسخط الله وعذابه وعقوبته، فليس شيء أكره عليه مما أمامه فيكره لقاء الله فيكره الله لقاءه. هذا التفسير الصحيح: من أحب لقاء الله أحب الله لقاءه، ومن كره لقاء الله كره الله لقاءه. المؤمن في اللحظات الأخيرة: إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة. الخوف يكون على المستقبل والحزن يكون على الماضي. الملائكة تبشرهم في هذه اللحظات: نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، كنا في حياتكم نعم نثبتكم، نحفظكم بحفظ الله، نزين لكم الطاعات ونحثكم عليها، واليوم نؤنس منكم الوحشة في القبور، ويوم النفخ في الصور ونجتاز بكم الصراط ونصل بكم إلى جنات النعيم، نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة. هذه الطمأنينة يسكبها الله في قلب المؤمن في هذه اللحظات الحرجة، هو أشد ما يكون حاجة فيها إلى لمسة أمان، إلى لمسة طمأنينة. في المقابل الكافر فاجر: يوم يرون الملائكة لا بشرى يومئذ للمجرمين ويقولون حجرا محجورا، وقدمنا إلى ما عملوا من عمل فجعلناه هباء منثورا. إذا حضرت الكافر مصيبة الموت تنزل عليه الملائكة بسخط الله وعذابه، ثم يجلس ملك الموت عند رأسه فيقول: يا أيتها الروح الخبيثة كانت في الجسد الخبيث، أخرجي إلى سموم وحميم وظل من يحموم لا بارد ولا كريم، أخرجي إلى حميم وساق وآخر من شكله أزواج، أخرجي إلى سخط الله وغضبه، فتأبى روحه أن تخرج وتتفرخ تهرب في بدنه فتضربه الملائكة. ولو ترى إذ يتوفى الذين كفروا الملائكة يضربون وجوههم وأدبارهم وذوقوا عذاب الحريق. ولو ترى إذ الظالمون في غمرات الموت والملائكة باسطوا أيدي بالضرب: أخرجوا أنفسكم اليوم تجزون عذاب الهون بما كنتم تقولون على الله غير الحق وكنتم عن آياته تستكبرون، ولقد جئتمونا فرادا كما خلقناكم أول مرة وتركتم ما خولناكم وراء ظهوركم. هذه هي الحقيقة: الدنيا حق انتفاع وليس فيها تملك. تملك بيت، سيارة، ضياع أمور، حق انتفاع فقط، لأن في النهاية وتركتم ما خولناكم وراء ظهوركم، لأن في النهاية كم تركوا من جنات وعيون وزروع ومقام كريم ونعمة كانوا فيها فاكين. حق الملكية حق وهمي في الدنيا، لأنك مفارقه لا محالة. كم تركوا من جنات وعيون وزروع ومقام كريم، انظر إلى من حوى الدنيا بأجمعها هل راح منها بغير القطن والكفن. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم، استغفروه ف فيا فوز المستغفرين.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. The Sheikh started by advising us and reminding us about a fact of life, a fact that we all believe in, that we it's absent from our minds, we don't like to think about, which is Allah saying in the Quran, everything in it, in this life, is going to vanish. Everything is going to faint. Everything is going to disappear except the face of your Lord, Dhul Jalali wal Ikram. The death moments, that difficult moments that everyone is going to face one time or another, whether we like it or not, we cannot escape that. This is something we need to think about. This is something we need to prepare ourselves for it. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about to die, he used to dip a piece of cloth in water and wipe his face, and he used to say, La ilaha illallah, indeed, there is hardship, there is difficulties during death. To the point where Fatima said, oh, what a calamity. And he used to tell her and reply to her, there is no calamity or hardship on your dad after this day. Aisha, peace be upon her, used to say that he, alayhi salatu wasalam, said in his last words that he uttered with the prophets, with the truthful, with the martyrs, with the righteous people, O Allah, forgive me. O Allah, have mercy on me. O Allah, the high status, al-Rafiq al-A'la, until he took his last breath. He, alayhi salatu wasalam, used to love the siwak, and he saw it in, I think the Sheikh said, Ali ibn Abi Talib, who went to see him, and he made it ready for him when he used it, and he also said the same thing, that he, alayhi salatu wasalam, repeated the same words. This life is nothing but a play, enjoyment. Deception is something that we are gathering the money and the kids, and we are priding ourselves over this. Don't be deceived by this life. Don't be deceived of its luxuries. Don't be deceived what it gives you, because you're going to die. When Umar ibn al-Aziz was about to die, he said, O Allah, you ordered me, and I fell short of what you ordered me to do. You have forbidden me from things, certain things, and I disobeyed you. But, La ilaha illallah. May Allah forgive me because of La ilaha illallah. And then he told his kids around him to leave him. And when they came back, he was already with his eye closed, and he already passed away. And they heard what he was telling his kids before he told them to leave. Don't go around people thinking that they owe you anything because you're my kids. Think, what is it you owe them? Not the other way around, because of your status. People have rights on you, you don't have rights on them because of your my sons. I had a choice, that you be poor and then I will enter paradise, or you will be rich and I will enter hellfire. And it shows that you will be poor and enter paradise. And then after he died, people heard somebody saying the recitation that this is the hereafter, we keep it for those who don't need arrogance in this life or don't want to be high. Somebody stood on the grave of Abd al-Malik, and he said, what did you get from this life? Where is the might? I used to want to see you, and I can't see you except by hardship. If I ask you or to dear, I want anything from you, where is all this kingdom go? You have nothing but the clothes that you are wrapped with. What is this life that will not last for anyone? Al-Ma'mun, Al-Khalifa Al-Ma'mun, he was telling his servants to put him on the ground, not on the bed. And he used to say before he died, oh, whose kingdom will never disappear have mercy on the person whose kingdom disappeared. And Harun al-Rashid, when he was getting close to death, he ordered his servants to prepare his kafan, the piece of cloth that surrounds him when he goes to the grave, and to dig his grave. And when he looked at him, he repeated what Allah said in the Quran, "It's not, my money will not do me any good. Indeed, my kingdom is gone." And when Abu Bakr as-Siddiq was told to bring the doctors so they could cure him, he said, "Well, let them bring it back, bring the soul back, if they are truthful. Indeed, the doctor will die when it comes to his death. No cure will prevent him from dying." Mu'adh ibn Jabal said before his death, "Oh Allah, you know that what it means, like what I like from this life is to stay at night praying to you in the coldest nights and to fast on the hottest days, the longest days, and to stay with the ulama, with the scientists, the scholars." This was his enjoyment in this life. He didn't want to go back to this life except for whatever it pleases Allah, whatever Allah liked to see his servants doing. Remember, brothers and sisters, death is coming to each one of us. There is no escape. There is no escape. It is the time when Allah will say, "Your sight will be iron." I mean, it will be so good, you will see the truth. There is no doubt about it. The last thing the Shaykh has advices of, whomever love meeting Allah, Allah will love to meet him. And whomever hated meeting Allah, Allah hates to meet him. It is a fact. But how does it apply? When Aisha heard this, the Prophet ﷺ saying that, she told him, "Who among us don't hate death? We all hate death. That's a human nature." He told her, "It's not like that. But if a person comes too close to death, Allah will send him the glad tidings. He will see from Allah Azza wa Jal things that will give him glad tidings of what's coming next. He will see what Allah is going to provide and give him from the paradise. He will be so anxious to meet Allah. He don't want nothing from this life. Then Allah will love to meet him. But for the person who disbelieved in Allah, it will be the opposite. As in the long hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, when the angel of death came to the rotten soul, the disbeliever, he will order it to come out. He will snatch it out of the body. It will have terrible angels who's going to torture it, anxious to receive that soul. He don't want to lie. He don't want to meet Allah. He don't want to see Allah Azza wa Jal in that status. And Allah will hate to see him. Brothers and sisters, remember, we all going to face death. We're going to get two things with us. A curtain that's going to go in every hole we have, and a piece of cloth that we're going to be surrounded with. Let's compete in obedience of Allah. May Allah have mercy on us and make us among those that He's pleased with.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين اشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقوتنا ما أبقيتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا واجعل الجنة دارنا وقرارنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. إنك يا مولانا سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. آمين آمين. والله يقول الحق وهو يهدي السبيل. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن